From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. It was a false alarm and human error when Hawaii residents were alerted to an incoming missile Saturday. The message told residents to seek shelter, adding, "This is not a drill." Oahu resident Donna McGarity with her son and neighbors decided to hunker down in the bathroom. They thought they only had minutes before a possible missile strike. She called loved ones on the U.S. mainland. She didn't know if she would live.
I've never had anything like this happen where it could be imminent within, you know, just a couple of minutes. We could all be dead. You know, we could all have been blown up at that point.
Hawaii Governor David Ige said the alert was a mistake caused by a worker pushing the wrong button. He vowed to investigate the problem. U.S. President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Iran Friday while stopping short of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Trump said he is waiving the nuclear sanctions for the last time in order to give lawmakers and allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face abandonment of the pact. Robert Malley is a conflict resolution specialist.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute. Our deal was, we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missiles and limit the nuclear breakout period. I'm Ann Ball in Washington. Reaction continues around the world to U.S. President Donald Trump's use of vulgar language to describe immigrants from Africa, Haiti, and El Salvador. He made the reported comments during a discussion on immigration reform. Global leaders and citizens have been swift and unequivocal in their condemnation. VOA's Ramon Taylor reports.
Haitians, Salvadorans, the African continent, and the international community in general are outraged following the U.S. president's remarks behind closed doors, categorizing their countries as dirty and impoverished, but using a much stronger word. The U.S. president was discussing immigration reform with lawmakers when the conversation got ugly. He was unhappy with a bipartisan immigration deal. The president attempted to seize control over the narrative on Twitter, suggesting he never used a derogatory word, this despite multiple claims that he did. Across the African continent, comments on how to handle Trump's view ranged considerably, from insulted to dismissive. El Salvador, another country directed by the president's remarks, is still reeling from the administration's decision this week to end protections for more than 260,000 undocumented residents living and working in the U.S. Its foreign minister, Hugo Martinez, responded to Trump with a formal letter of protest and took to Twitter to highlight his country's extensive contributions to the U.S. over many years. Ramon Taylor, VOA News.
A survey by three leading UN agencies, the UN Refugee Agency, UN Children's Fund, and World Food Program, finds that more than three-quarters of the more than 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon are living below the poverty line of less than $4 a day. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UN headquarters in Geneva.
After nearly 7 years of war, the UN survey finds Syrian refugees in Lebanon are poorer and finding it ever more difficult to make ends meet. It also shows refugee households on average spend $98 per person per month. Nearly half that sum goes toward food. The UN agencies conducting the survey report most of the refugees need to borrow money for food to cover health expenses and pay rent. It says almost 9 out of every 10 refugees end up in debt.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. The bodies of two more crew members of an Iranian oil tanker have been recovered after a collision last week between the tanker and a Chinese cargo ship. Chinese state media says the bodies were recovered Saturday morning on the deck of the adrift, still burning Sanchi. South Korea has suggested forming a combined women's hockey team with North Korea. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.